All right, back here, Hockey Night in Escanaba. The Eskimos skating with the top-ranked team in the state, the Calumet Copper Kings. And, Carson Curtino, what do you think, man? A good opportunity for your guys tonight.
Yeah, it is. We just have to work hard and not, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want a repeat of the Marquette game, right?
No, not at all.
No. Okay, well, this is your second year on the hockey team for the Eskimos. What did you learn last year?
I learned to just play hard and I do my best, I guess.
Well, it helps when you got your bro out there, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It definitely does. We work good together, me, Kyle, and Ethan.
Yeah, it moved you up to that line. What did you think about that when Coach said you were going to go up on that line and Spence was on that line for a while?
I was pretty happy. I don't know. I think it works better for all lines that way. And me, yeah.
All right, so what's different, do you think, about your style of play and your brother's? Because he's obviously older, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, do you think he's maybe stronger on the puck, or do you think you're stronger on the puck? Who's faster between the two of you?
I can't say that. I don't know.
I think you should. You have the opportunity right now to just blast your brother on the radio.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, you won't. Okay. Well, you've had some success this year. What do you think has improved in your game, Carson, from the beginning of the season and maybe, you know, even from last year?
I just learned to work hard and not care if we're losing. Just keep working.
Yeah, no matter what the score is, right, you still got work to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what do you think about the opportunity to play a team like this today? And, you know, we have to play them twice, obviously, this week.
I think it's good for us going into Chelsea. We'll get to look at some better teams.
Now, you guys have already played in two showcases this year.
Yeah.
You guys played quite well down in Alpena, right?
Yeah, we did.
And Traverse City Tournament as well. I almost got two wins there, too.
Yeah.
So what's it about showcases? Do you like those, or would you rather stay here in the UP, you know, and play UP teams?
I love showcases. We just get to play different teams that we haven't seen before. It's nice.
So how long have you been playing hockey?
A long time.
How old was you when you first played hockey, do you think?
I'm going to guess about 3. I don't know.
3 years old?
I don't know. Somewhere around there.
Yep. So so you played on some pretty good teams when you were in the Escanaba Juniors Association, right?
Yeah, I did.
What did you guys? What was maybe your best moment? You think your most exciting moment playing, you know, youth hockey?
I don't know. It was way easier. Just scored a lot of goals and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, you miss those times, don't you? To be able to score as many as you want.
Yeah, I do.
But you've been able to score a few here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your best shot? Is it the wrister, the slap? What do you think?
Snapshot, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, you like that? Okay, low to the ice or top shelf?
Top shelf.
Where mama hides the cookies?
Oh, yeah, where mama hides the cookies.
Knock the water bottle off?
Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that like the greatest thing when you score a goal like on a breakaway, just knock that water bottle off?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay, well, what are some things, Carson, you do besides play hockey, man?
I play football.
All right, what did you think of the Eskimos last season on the JV level there?
I don't know. We weren't bad.
Yeah, well, so what's your better sport? Is it hockey, though?
I love hockey, yeah. It has to be hockey.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, after all, I mean, Tim Hortons doesn't sponsor football.
No.
But they pass out the Timbits at hockey, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. Okay, Carson, I'll let you give a shout-out. Anyone you think may be listening today?
Family, friends, and everybody listening.
All right, well, best of luck to you, man. Go get them.
Thank you.
Okay, and he just gave the virtual no to Grant LaMarche, who was begging to be given a shout-out. All right, more coming up from here at Wells after these words on the Eskimo Hockey Network.